Oh, this is a big problem. It's a nationwide problem with a tremendous cost. They're invasive pests and pathogens in every state in the country. And the estimates that came out of this paper were that we're spending, you know, over $2 billion a year in dealing with these pests.
Now, you said every state is impacted, but I would imagine some would be more so than others.
Yeah, absolutely right. So we have some areas of the country, like with large coastlines, like California is particularly hard hit because a lot of imports come into California from Asia. And also the Northeast, where we live, is an area that has, unfortunately, a rich history of invasive species entering our forests.
Here in the Northeast, in particular, what are the forest pests that are most problematic?
Yeah, so recently we've had some really damaging wood boring insects. So emerald ash borer in particular is now in Massachusetts. In fact, it's in most areas of Massachusetts now, most regions anyway. The Asian longhorn beetle is very costly. That's currently found in Worcester, Mass. There was a brief introduction of it also in Boston. And then for years we've been watching our hemlocks decline due to the introduced hemlock woolly adelgid. We have some of our beech trees declining due to beech bark disease. And, of course, historically, we've lost many of our chestnuts due to chestnut blight and many of our large elms due to Dutch elm disease.
And New York also has a problem as well, correct?
Yeah, New York actually has the most reported and documented invasive pests and pathogens. Of course, New York is a tremendous trade center, and so that has had an introduction of pests for a long time.
Now you mentioned, historically through the decades, you mentioned Dutch elm disease. Is this something that is occurring as a natural course of events, as a natural course of nature?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define natural. I mean, these are pests that are not naturally found in our forests here in North America. And so our trees really have no resistance to these pests and pathogens. They're introduced into this country from elsewhere. And so it causes damage and death to our trees.
And I know, for several years now, attempts have been made to try to bring this problem with the, you mentioned the Asian longhorn beetle, the emerald ash borer. I know these have been issues, as you said, in communities in Massachusetts and in New York, and efforts have been made to try to bring it under control. How have those efforts gone?
Yeah, sure. So for the insect like the emerald ash borer, it can travel very well. It can fly well on its own, and it is often moved around in firewood. And so that insect is extremely difficult to stop its spread. And that's why it's so widespread throughout, most of eastern North America. So far, the Asian longhorn beetle seems to have a tendency to stick closer to trees once they lay their eggs. In fact, they can have subsequent generations on the same tree. And the strategy for that insect has been to quarantine off an area. So, for example, Worcester has a 110-square-mile area that's been quarantined. And so far, those efforts have been fairly successful in at least keeping it into a quarantined area. But those efforts are still ongoing and very costly.
And, of course, the consequences here is that you're losing a large amount of trees. I mean, a whole neighborhood in Worcester had most of their trees cut down as a result of this, correct?
Oh, absolutely right. I mean, I think the totals now are over 34,000 trees in Worcester that have been cut down. As you suggest, entire neighborhoods have lost most, if not all, of their street trees. And, of course, this changes not only the aesthetics of that neighborhood, but, the services that those trees provide are also lost and won't be back for some time until the trees are replanted and grow larger.
And by services, of course, you're talking about the impact of shade trees and the cooling and that sort of thing, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So they provide many benefits in addition to the cooling. They sequester carbon out of the atmosphere, which helps in the global warming issue. They provide storm water reductions, and so the trees are taking up water when they're growing there, and then when they're removed, there's a increase in stormwater and potential damage to roads and property values, some things that we don't always think of, but your property value is usually enhanced when you have trees growing, and then when they're all dead and dying and have to be removed, that will likely decrease your property value.
So talk about where these insects come from and what can be done to prevent the spread of the infestations.
Sure. Yeah, so the vast majority of these invasive pests and pathogens have come into our country through various pathways, two in particular. One is on wood packing material. So I'm talking about things like crates and pallets. You know, very many containerized shipments of cargo come into this country daily, millions throughout the course of a year. And much of that cargo is coming in and it's, you know, packaged in this woody packing material. So once that cargo reaches the United States and it's unloaded off these ships, the materials are taken off the ship, and then that woody material often is discarded or left outside. If there's any insects that are, you know, living in that wood, they can then escape into our diverse forests and reach our forests that way. The other primary pathway, in fact, the vast majority, 70% of our invasive pests and pathogens have come in via, you know, live plants, plants that we import from elsewhere that come in and inadvertently bring with them, you know, invasive pests and pathogens.
And so this study is advocating for more closer inspection of imported cargo. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. I mean, that's one of the several what we think are common sense actions that can be taken to try to close those pathways of entry into our country and to clean up essentially the trade that's coming into our country. I mean, it's a vast volume, but for example, if we could switch all that solid wood packing material to non-solid wood packing material, we could essentially close that pathway and keep the really damaging wood-boring insects like emerald ash borer and Asian longhorn beetle out of the country.